Alrighty, boys, it's getting to that real special time of the year. Everyone's got to make sure that they get their nut care. Heading out of summer, but into winter. But we don't want to look like big grizzly bears, I guess, in the winter time. So make sure you get your nut care 10% off with the code Any Given Sunday. Look after to the ones that look after you, boys. Being the women of your life,
Brown
obviously.
45. Brown 45.
You are listening to Any Given Sunday, Australia.
Yes, hello and welcome to the Any Given Sunday Australia podcast, the number one podcast in, wow, it's been a few weeks, three households, one studio, the NFL Australia head office, Gridiron Australia head office, down in Florida after our big interview with the two boys in the IPP program. Everywhere that you can get your podcast these days. And boy, do we have an episode for you. It has been absolute crazy couple of weeks. I look forward to getting into it with you. Joining us, as always, is our man who's normally in a basement, but he's currently probably in the attic, I guess, wherever that may be, at Tim Carty, AGSAU, TC24. How are you, mate?
Hey, good, brother. Yeah, probably attic is like a better description of where I'm at the moment. My old studio has been taken over by baby Frankie, so I've been booted, but going good, mate.
It is late for Frankie, so it's good. We hope that she rests well. I'm sure if you need to duck out, me and Danwar can hold the fort. Speaking of, in his basement that is always the same place, he doesn't have kids, so he doesn't have to run away. That's Danny Webb, AGSAU. How are you, mate?
This is my lab. Just because there's a bed in the back corner over my left shoulder doesn't take anything away from this being my lab too. And I might be looking a bit pink, a little bit rosy. I had a day at the F1 on the Sunday. Got to watch Oscar almost get a podium and then not quite make it. But bloody hell, it was hot in the sun. It wasn't meant to be. They have copped a couple of rays. And there is nothing healthy about a tan.
Skin cells in trauma, mate, as you keep saying. Were you near that final accident at all?
No, I was on the outside of turn 12, just with some general admission tickets. I reckon next year our punters club might have to chip in and we'll get.
I definitely know exactly where that is. So that's
yeah. I was going to say yeah, turn 12 sounds good. That's where the thing was. Remember?
Yeah, nice, good. No, I didn't see George's big accident, but classic George though. Well, I don't get this. We're on an F1 podcast. Let's go. It's been a wild free agency, and that's probably more important than my weekend at the F1.
I should mention that our free agency chat is brought to us by our good friends at C2C Rare Threads. I can't get their photo up, but I do have their sticker that they sent me. I have visited them recently. They are a great bunch of people. 10% off with the code Any Given Sunday. Make sure you hit them up online. Always got some fresh gear. They've got some brand new gear coming in too. So, definitely hit those guys up. I've got someone who wants to say a quick hello before he heads off to bed. Just like Frankie, he's got him back. He's still wearing the Aaron Rodgers jersey, which is awesome.
So he's still as big an Aaron Rodgers fan as you are. Just can't let that go.
Is that for a wash, or what, is that just been left on the whole time since we last saw
it? It smells. It smells, definitely. Yeah. But that's fine. I'm more good with it. So, do you want to say anything?
It's this dude's birthday.
Oh.
You didn't have to. Oh, that is great.
That's why we're kids. Yes. Thanks, mate. Go to bed. All right. You go sit in the kids.
What more would you want to do on your birthday than spend it with us two?
Spend it with the boys.
Amen. Yeah.
That was unscripted. That's why you don't work with kids. I can see you sitting next to me practicing something, and I didn't know what it was until you showed it. Yes. Why not spend it with the boys? But we don't need to talk about that. Let's get straight into it.
No. How was your day, Macca? We never ask how you are. You always ask how we are. How was your day, big fella? You're the boss man.
It was a pretty quiet day. I found out that the day you turn 32 is just another day. It doesn't really mean much. But
32, is that all? Jeez.
Yep. Yeah, the hairline does suggest differently, but only 32.
You had a really heavy paper round as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually worked out that I'm the second oldest in our little group of friends, which hurts a little bit. But I'm a long way behind you, Karts, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, it doesn't look it, but that's cool.
That's just because you're a beautiful human, but that's got nothing to do with it. All right, we've wasted the first few minutes. Let's get into it. Like we said, it's been a massive free agency time period, week, however long you want it to be. The first thing I want to tick off is that the QB carousel has been absolutely wild. A lot of them, granted, are going to be backups that'll be pushing for the number ones. And like I think Cass, you mentioned last time, we had 52 starters last year. So these guys going to different places. There's every chance that they're going to be starters.
Yep.
I'm going to reel off a couple. A couple we'll talk about later. But first off, Kirk Cousins to the Falcons, winning with an absolute bag he's going to get. Baker Mayfield, he hasn't moved, but he's been signed by the Bucks, which I think we mentioned last time, pretty big by him. All right, Russell Wilson to the Steelers. Gardner Minshew to the Raiders. Cards, quick one. Happy?
Not upset.
Yep, you're not happy. That's good. Jacoby Brissett backing up at the Patriots. Sam Darnold going to the Vikings. Very interesting. I reckon they'll pick up a QB in the draft. Trubisky back to the Bills after being there recently. Mariota to the Commanders. Tyrod Taylor to the Jets. Jameis Winston to the Browns. Mason Rudolph to the Titans, Joe Flacco to the Colts, and Sam Howell to the Commanders. Some big ones early, special Wilson to the Steelers, Cousins to the Falcons. But, yeah, a lot of QB moves in this week. Danny Boy, what are your thoughts?
I'm just more upset that Karts is more hyped about Minshew Mania coming to the Raiders. At least Minshew Mania is part of one of the three of our teams, and that's all I care about.
You know what? That's a fair point. And like I said, I'm not upset, but we'll just wait. And obviously, like, it'll be a... I don't know if he'll be starting QB1. Like, it'll be a competition with him and Aiden O'Connell. So there'll be a competition. That's good. I think one you missed there was, did you say Fields also to the Steelers?
No, that's a very good point. Yeah, he's going there. He's definitely a backup after the big money they've paid for Wilson. But
it just like you said, it just shows how crazy the carousel is. And, like, you got to think, we touched on some of those guys that have been backups, like, they're probably being a bit strategic in choosing where they're going, thinking they're going to get some starting reps because of just who you, like Jameis Winston, for example. Like, you look at Deshaun Watson, hasn't played, or how many games has he played so far in his contract at the Browns? So probably like a bit of a, hey?
I think like it's like five games.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like five, and like he's getting banked, so he doesn't really care. But like, Darnold to the Vikings is smart. If they're going to be picking one up at the draft, like, they're probably going to sit the young fella behind Darnold. He's going to get starting reps or things like that. So a lot of the guys, like that, yeah, like you said, backups, but probably looking at getting like a few starting games under their belts for sure, I would have thought.
And you said Russell Wilson was a guaranteed starter because the Steelers paid so much for him. But did the Steelers pay that much for him? Didn't they just pay $2 million? And
yeah, like just under $2 million. I think he would have been told.
Steal.
I reckon he would have been told he's the starter though.
Yeah, 100%. Otherwise, he wouldn't have gone. But it doesn't mean if he starts coming out and stinking it up like we know that he can, it doesn't mean that Justin Fields might step in. But mind you, Justin Fields isn't necessarily proven either. But just, I don't know, going with the young buck in that situation for me, I think just how Russell Wilson finished his time.
We've also got, sorry, Danny Boy, Johnny Roberts in the comments saying Giants starting quarterback Drew Lock.
I did see that as well. And another one, Desmond Ridder has gone to the Cards. So he'll back up a very similar kind of player as Kyler Murray as well. Probably a little bit taller, but definitely that mobile kind of QB. So again, just that tactical, let's bring in someone very similar kind of player. More on the trade side of things, that definitely two that we've picked out that are very, very interesting. The Bengals trading Joe Mixon to the Texans. Huge. He did miss a lot of time and was very, got himself in a little bit of grief, you know, with some gun charges, whether they were false or not, but got himself in a little bit of trouble. Fresh start at the Texans at a side that's looking absolutely up and to the right. Whatever way that is.
Just stop.
Just stop trying to
get up every time. What's the point?
Just say improving.
They'll come home with a wet flag, a wet sail, I reckon.
Oh, boy. But
anyway, what are your thoughts on that trade?
Well, what did Cincy get for it? Was it the 224th overall pick in this year's draft or something? Like, it wasn't much in return, but he was looking like he was going to be leaving anyway with the way that all that sort of stuff was heading. Have spoken to Texans fans that aren't necessarily all that thrilled that he's coming, like due to the amount of time that he missed and just, yeah, just his performance compared to what it was a couple of years ago, compared to what it is now, it's kind of dipped a little bit. So the fact that, yeah, okay, they're getting him on a steal, so it might benefit them, you know, greatly. But at the same time, yeah, just treading cautiously, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to be. But I think his potential for what they've paid for him, I think it's a win for the Texans.
Yeah, they've also got Damian Pierce. He'll be their number one. So a pretty good backup, you know, a 1-2 punch. And you bring Mixon in just to change it up a bit. I think Oregon's still a good, you know, he's an older head, even though he hasn't been around for too long. So I don't hate the trade at all, especially when you said they got picked 277 or whatever it was.
274. I didn't make sure. That up. That was accurate.
No, okay, cool. And one I do think is very interesting, especially because it's coming to a team that I'll be versing at least twice every year. Chargers trading for wide receiver Keenan Allen. Trading Keenan Allen to the Bears. So Keenan Allen, the number one most receiving yards at the Chargers, and they've traded him away for a fourth round pick. Karts, thoughts?
Interesting. Obviously, new coach Jim Harbaugh coming in to lead the Chargers. Interesting, kind of one of his first moves to make, trading away one of your weapons there.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like it's a wide receiver heavy draft. People are saying so. Maybe they're looking to pick up some youth moving forward. But just yeah, interesting. Like the Bears have done well there.
Yeah, the Chargers actually approached Allen and asked him to take a pay cut because the trade was done for cap purposes because they were one of the teams at the cap deadline that were well and truly over their cap and just didn't have enough money. So they actually came up to him and were like, look. We need to restructure your contract. We need to take a pay cut. He said no. So as a result, they had to trade him. So they're forced to move him more than the fact that they actually wanted to. So yeah, the Bears obviously got to load up with him and, you know, take him on, which has been a pretty wild offseason as it is for Chicago as well. So yeah, it's kind of worked out great for Chicago. They managed to pick him up for what they did. I think the Chargers are going to be sad to lose him, but didn't have a choice at the end of the day.
Bears are laughing all the way to the bank with that one.
Yeah, I don't think we've put it in, but they've also lost Austin Eckler out of the Chargers too. I'm pretty sure he's moved on. So
he has.
A couple of real weapons for Herbert on the move, which and there's also another one we're going to talk about in the most intriguing sector of our thing. So they're losing quite a few. Are we expecting a bit of a down year for the Chargers?
Well, we thought last year they were going to be. Did we think last year was going to be a down year and they sort of exceeded expectations a little bit?
When you've got Herbert, I reckon they're always kind of. We think they're going to be competing, but they definitely started off slow.
New coach bump. Like, obviously, they've got rid of two of their biggest weapons on offense in Eckler and Allen. Like I said, Herbert's still there. New coach bump. Maybe it'd take a little bit to get that new culture going. So, yeah, maybe expect a bit of a dip. Looking into next season, yeah.
And I think as much as we're expecting them to dip, if Chicago pick up Caleb Williams like we're all expecting and he does come out to be the rookie sensation that everyone's saying that he's going to be, now you've got DJ Moore and Allen. Like, what two great weapons to have offensively to give this young quarterback the best chance he possibly can to try and get him out of the hole that they've been in since they've had Justin Fields leading it.
But they've been in a hole for quite a few years. That's why it intrigues me the most because it's going to be NFC North. You know, probably looking at the Vikings at the moment as, you know, depending on who they can pick up at QB, they're probably going to be the salad dollars a little bit, even though they've got the likes of Justin Jefferson. But it's going to be a tight race in the NFC North. So, yeah, very, very interesting. Another couple, probably trades that have signed or players that have signed with rivals that kind of, wet the beaks of a few people in this group especially. We'll get my one out of the way early. Aaron Jones has left. He signed with the Vikings, so they'll be good regardless. On a one-year, $7 million deal. So not, you know, pretty standard for a running back kind of deal, but it was a very sad day when I heard, for about 45 minutes we had the best running back. Running back group in the league, but then to hear Aaron Jones had left and gone to the Vikings no less. That definitely stung a little bit.
And which running back did you pick up instead? Cart? Do you know?
No, I can't remember. there wasn't much running back movement this offseason. Now, obviously, Vegas, we lost Joshy Jacobs. As you can see, the helmet's turned around. There's no squiggle on the helmet anymore. You can't see it.
I'm pretty sure I got an Aaron Jones helmet too. So
yeah, so he's gone to your boys for 4-year, $48 million deal. So while we're on that, running backs were huge movers early in free agency this year. I heard a few people say, do you think it was a bit of a correction for, you know, like all the, I guess, campaigning and rallying that the running backs had to do to kind of reset their market a little bit? Like, and I think it was just a lot of those guys at their prime, like getting into free agency as well. It was like a bit of Swiss cheese. The holes all sort of aligned, but so much running back movement this free agency sort of period. Like, what did you think was the sort of the cause behind that? Okay.
So I think the running back. I think because of how strong last year's draft was in the running back, you know, room, it was so strong that all the free agents were like kind of getting pushed to one side, being like, well, why pay you so much money when we can pick up a rookie and pay him a rookie deal?
Yeah.
And then what we've noticed this year is the complete opposite and the complete swing. Okay, yes, you're saying it's a Swiss cheese effect because of all the running backs that are free agents, but like, you know, some of them have, yeah. However, it's been that they've all made big moves for big money. But I kind of feel like that shows that this draft class coming up is very running back weak and potentially wide receiver heavy. And that's why we haven't seen as many wide receivers get moved and signed to such big deals. Like, I know Gabe Davis has signed, but he's not a massive name by any means. And, like, you know, no one else, well, he is, but he's not. He's not my wide receiver one, that's for sure. So it just kind of shows that potentially we might have a very weak wide receiver draft class this coming year.
Running back.
Strong wide receiver.
I think you hit the nail.
You got
I reckon you've hit the nail on the head there. I reckon we are very strong in wide receiver. And it shows the likes of, you know, Odell Beckham still out there. You know, no one's picking him up as a second or third receiver yet. I reckon they see how they go in the draft and then he might be signed somewhere. But you did mention that running backs are moving. Saquon Barkley, signed by your Eagles, Danny. Happy boy?
Obviously, you're always going to be happy signing someone like that. Now we've probably got the two biggest squatters in the league that aren't part of, like, you know, an offensive or defensive line. Like, between Jalen Hurts and him, they are some big booties. Woof, those boys can squat.
Big, strong boys.
Yeah, so obviously super stoked, and it's going to probably help our offense. The fact that they can both kind of run the ball in a very similar way, hopefully we'll start to confuse some of the defenses. Was upset to lose Swift, who signed with the... I've lost it. The...
Were the Commanders?
No, the Bears. He signed with the Bears on a 3-year, $24 million deal, which was obviously super tough, like, I didn't want to see him go because he essentially, for as much as I kept on saying our offense was stinking last year, and you can see that towards, especially when we got to the playoffs, we didn't really have much. And I don't really know what was going on. Like, it was probably a lot to the OC and everything else. But he was the one player that was saving us. So the Bears have done well to pick him up. He had the greatest season of his young career so far when he was with the Eagles. So best of luck to him moving forward and going with the Bears.
Yeah, and you can see, who was your running back before Swift?
Miles Sanders went to the
Panthers. So when he was up and going, on your helmet, when he was up and going, that's when I reckon Hurts was at his very best. So bringing in Barkley, if he can, you know, get back to those kind of levels, I reckon you're a chance to, you know, push yourself back into that kind of top echelon, even though you've lost probably the greatest center of all time.
Why do you have to bring up the war?
Sorry, man. All right, a couple more signings just with the rivals. Patrick Queen's gone from the Ravens to the Steelers, and Jordan Poyer's gone from the Bills.
A little bit of tweeting back and forth. Or I think it was tweets about Queen going to the Steelers from Lamar and a few of the Ravens guys. Did they say dead to me or something like that? Like,
yeah, it was a bit of back and forth. I didn't hate it. I reckon it was in jest. It was in jest.
Yeah, why do you say that? But let's see when they play each other.
Yeah, that's a good point. But Queen definitely he bit back too, which was even better.
And he loves it. He's shit talker, so it's good. I like seeing that.
So he's gone 3 years, 41 million. And Poyer, the safety, he's gone from the Bills to the Dolphins. Only 1 year, 2 million, but coming off a couple of injury-ridden seasons, pretty good pickup for those Dolphins just to try and really cement that defense.
That's one thing I didn't mention about Barkley coming. Obviously, love any excuse to get something on the Giants. So I'll take it just for that. Forget his skill, forget his talent, forget his 3 year, $37 million deal. Don't worry about that. No, if it's gonna hurt the Giants, give me.
Yeah. Nice. All right, let's get into the. We literally have it titled the most intriguing part. We've already spoken about Jacobs coming to the Packers, 4 years, $48 million. I'm pretty happy with it. I reckon we've got a very similar player to Aaron Jones, just younger. Like I said, it did hurt that Jones has left, but the boys have picked up a pretty good replacement, I would have thought. And he had a couple of really good seasons at your boys' Cuts.
Jacobs? Sorry, I'm in the chat, bro. Don't. When my eyes are
there. Yeah, sorry, mate. He had a real couple of good years. He probably got put on the back foot a little bit last year, but, you know, coming back, full powers this year with us. I reckon good signing by us.
Yeah, absolutely huge by the Pack. Big. You need it. After you lost Aaron Jones, because you wouldn't pay him enough. So, yeah, instead you start to pay Josh Jacobs everything. Just give it all.
Yeah, which is weird. Like, I'd like to see the two, like, what you were offering or what Jones wanted that you wouldn't give him that now you've given to Jacobs. It's like, how close was it?
Yeah. Yeah, especially since we have paid him in the past. So it was definitely devastating news when we heard it because he was the heart and soul of our team for a lot of
time. It's not like he wasn't productive for you.
No, I know. What was it, 4 touchdowns against the Cowboys? Like, I'd probably take
that. They had it in my backyard. Sort you out.
We already mentioned Swift going to the Bears, 3 years, $24 million. Again, the Bears just kind of they're bringing in some weapons for probably Caleb Williams, as we all expect, to go number one.
Yeah, absolutely. They're just stacking it up for him to try and, like I said to you, to get him out of this hole that they've been in, as you said, for a very long time. And that's what they're doing, just bringing weapon after weapon, putting themselves in the best offensive position that they've been in for a while.
Cart, anything to add to that?
Nope.
Fair enough. What are your thoughts, Cardi, on Derrick Henry going to the Ravens? 2 years, $16 million.
King Henry, great pickup for the Ravens. Might ease a bit of the pressure on Lamar to use his legs, I guess, or just another thing for opposition defenses to think about because you've got Lamar and King Henry that can run the ball down your throat and then weapons in the air as well. So huge pickup for the Ravens. I like it.
I think it's just strengthened the Ravens even more, and they were pretty dominant for a lot of last year. So I think it's an absolute great pickup. And 2 years at $16 million, it's not that big of a hit. Like, I know Derrick Henry was being King Henry for a very long time, but still, I think that's, like, for that price, as if you wouldn't take him. And I think, once again, the same as what the Eagles are going to do. The Ravens are going to do the exact same, and you're going to be able to confuse the defense by doing a couple of little trickeries of who's actually going to run the ball because they can both run the ball in a very similar and dominating way.
Also, Derrick Henry's thrown for a few touchdowns as well. So, but I think it's a lot to do, a lot like your Eagles, Danny Boy, where Derrick Henry will be able to take the pressure, like Cart's just said, off Lamar Jackson, and it might actually strengthen Lamar's game because you have to worry about the big dog right behind him either. If you're not giving it to him, you've got the joystick coming out in front of you. So, yeah, I do think a great move by them. And John Harbaugh would be very happy with that pick. Yeah.
I think it's just another thing it does. It just sort of it helps protect Lamar a little bit more and prevent some of those injuries that we've seen him prop up with and miss games with in the past. So, yeah, just a tick, tick, tick for the Ravens.
Healthy Lamar is a healthy Ravens.
The Titans, even though they got rid of King Henry, have made some sneaky moves to really give Will Levis a lot of help. Calvin Ridley, 4 years, $92 million. different side of the ball, but L'Jarius Sneed, 4 years, 76 million, and Tony Pollard, 3 years, 24 million. Cards just really strengthening that grip in the NFC South, I believe they are, AFC South. Some real quiet moves, but just making themselves really, it's all on Will Levis now.
Which they kind of were quiet how they went about it, because I think all those moves were kind of spaced out. But when you bunch them together like that, like there's some reasonably big names. I think Sneed maybe probably the biggest name and biggest get there. He was obviously under the tag at the Chiefs, and they were able to woo him out of there, I suppose. Just with some deals going back and forth as well. But some big moves. I think Pollard, his time was kind of done at the Cowboys. I think you kind of mentioned a little bit earlier off air. His time was kind of done there. So a fresh start down at the Titans, or maybe up at the Titans from Dallas.
Yeah, you got the map. Oh, actually, it's not in front of you.
I don't have the map.
Frankie.
Up and to the right, maybe. But big moves from the Titans, but they had to do something because they definitely dropped away from, they'll playoff contention, in not too long.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Past, yeah. And then they just sort of fell away. So, yeah, like you said, got Will Levis. They got a bit of a guy there that he's got some potential. So, yeah, putting some pieces in place for him on both sides of the ball, which is good to see.
I think it's the more interesting one is probably the Calvin Ridley. Sorry, for 4 years, $92 million. Like, 2 years ago, he was sat because, of these gambling thing that he did. And then he actually played pretty well, for the Jags. I feel like this is a huge loss to the Jags and a giant pickup.
Big loss for the Jags.
And a giant pickup to the Titans. And great for him for signing that deal. That is a huge bag for someone that's only really kind of shown in this last season where he's still at. But, yeah, I think that's an absolute massive, massive, massive weapon for Will to have.
I agree.
Sorry, boys, just dealing with my youngest, making sure he goes to bed. I agree with whatever you just said. Danny, with that move, though, with one of those moves, Tony Pollard, do you think it says more about the Cowboys not doing much in this whole period?
I don't know if anyone else has seen, but how much the Cowboys have spent.
I think you should say, Loz, this would be very triggering for Loz.
It can be triggering for Loz. Loz listens to every episode anyway, so I'm going to trigger him now. They've spent they're the team that spent the least amount of money so far. And they've spent, I think, 11-something million in this offseason.
Is that, was it one of their special teams guys was one of the only ones that got a new deal?
Yeah, and they've spent the least by 27 million or something. So the next lowest spending team had spent 37 million. Dallas. There's a picture of Jerry Jones during one of the meetings, and he's just sitting there on his little notepad, and he's just drawing pictures.
He's drawing doodles. He's got a little and just drawing circles on there.
It's like an episode of The Simpsons. But you keep saying we're all in. I don't know. It's not very convincing for the fans that they're all in, and because there was a lot of. Have they not got a deal done with Dak yet as well? There's that still hanging in the air.
Correct.
There's still. It's quite lots of get fired up.
And then Dak's brother's come out and said,
he's been tweeting. It's been funny.
Just been absolutely hanging shit on from left, right, and center. Oh, honestly, I can't help but laugh. It'd be great as soon as Dallas come out next year and they're absolutely fine, and everyone's going to tweet at me. But people do that anyway, so I'm just going to laugh while I've got the chance.
Fair enough. That does. We are looking a good little segue getting Loz on next week.
Perfect.
The owners' meetings have just happened. I was supposed to mention this earlier. The owners' meetings have just happened. We've had a couple of big rule changes.
Before you go, Meg's asked a couple of times in the chat, Sam Howell to the Seahawks to sit behind Geno. Do we like it?
We're not done, so I was going to come back to that. But, yeah, why not? Anyway, we're going to have Loz next week.
You're going to the rules.
Anyway, we're just going to have a couple of big rule changes. We'll speak to Loz about it next week. Sam Howell, I don't hate it. It's kind of a similar story to Geno being the perennial backup. He had a pretty good year last year, but the Commanders are bringing in a few people. They've brought, I think it was Mariota over. I reckon they're going to go again. They're going to the draft to find somebody else, I think. So, yeah, good for Sam Howell to find a new place. He's a gritty kind of footballer, so kind of suits the Seahawks, I think.
Yeah, I like it for the CEO. Also, so with the season that he just had with the Commanders, I think he showed that, you know, he can lead a team if he needs to. And so if Gino goes down, having Sam Howell as a backup is a great pickup. I'd be more than happy to have that.
Yeah, yeah,
it's absolutely better than someone else we didn't mention, which we should have earlier. But Kenny Pickett came to the Eagles as well.
Oh, yeah, gone from the Steelers. The carousel, your carousel wasn't big enough, Macca. You've left heaps of kids off.
There's only so many horses on that carousel. I can't fit them all.
You have to double it up. Russell and Fields could have sat on the same one at the Steelers.
Just both of them sharing one horse.
Yeah.
One Bronco.
Oh. He left the Broncos. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Drive money out of there.
All right, so one for the Aussie fans, Cam Johnson, which hopefully we can get him on here to chat about his move. 3 years, $9 million to the Steelers. Huge shout out to him and huge shout out to ProKick. Just good feels all around, surely.
Yeah, a little bit of a shock. Were we expecting him to stay at the Texans? I think it was sort of all the mail.
That's what I had, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that was your mail.
And the reason that
re-signing, and then next minute we saw the announcement. Yeah, he got the deal. So huge for him. That's awesome.
And I think the reason that he wasn't signing the Texans might have something to do with Tommy Townsend signing with the Texans. Like, obviously, he had a major impact in the Super Bowl. So he was always going to get paid as much as he possibly could. So he signed for 2 years, $6 million with the Texans, which may or may not have, you know, came into Cam's decision, but we'll find that out hopefully in the next coming weeks. But, you know,
yeah,
no spoilers.
But yeah. Yeah, but no, huge for him. It's a tough place to kick up in the
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm just trying. Yeah, it's not the belt or anything. Up in Pittsburgh, it's a tough place to kick. But having Russell Wilson,
they get that weather. So,
and Aussies have done it well up there.
They have. We had Jordan Berry up there. He was there for quite a long time. Who we have had on the show. Make sure you go back and listen to the podcast with him and his brother. It was a great one. But it's with I've forgotten his name. Russell Wilson at the helm. He's going to get a lot of chances to punt, so he's going to show off his wares, which is awesome for him.
Absolutely, yeah. Let him kick, let him fly that ball, and the more Russell Wilson sucks, the better for us. Us Aussie fans, let him kick.
Yeah,
let the boy play.
Let the boys play.
The other way.
A couple that we've already mentioned. Well, one we've already mentioned, Austin Ekeler going to the Commanders, but Mike Williams also leaving the Chargers, going to the Jets, 1 year up to $15 million. So a nice little bag for him. But it also gives Aaron Rodgers, who is technically a new QB, another weapon.
Four plays doesn't count, I don't think.
Nah.
four plays and one Achilles.
Yeah.
So pretty much just adding a couple more weapons up at the Jets.
Yeah, but honestly, I was so excited to see the Jets last year to come out and actually play better. They didn't. They just became the same old Jets. But they have done a lot of signings as well, and I don't know all the names, but they've really increased their offensive line. They've kind of done a full reshuffling. So they're trying to get Aaron Rodgers as much protection as possible so he can keep both of his Achilles intact and hopefully make some big plays.
Yeah, I agree. It was they have to live up to the hype that they had last year. So, yeah, I don't know. It's exciting. Hopefully he can stay healthy and we'll get that hype. Last but not least, the defensive end, Chase Young. I found this a little bit surprising, but I guess this all comes part of that 49ers squeeze where they can't keep everyone. He signed a one-year, $13 million deal at the Saints. But I do believe he's already gone under the knife. I'm not 100% sure what it was for Cards, but would that be a little bit concerning for you if you were a Saints man?
Yeah, if I'm paying that sort of money and he's already looking at potentially, is he going to miss it? What sort of surgery are we talking? Doesn't matter. Any sort of surgery is concerning. I think they have to have done their due diligence and known before finding him. So
I believe it's probably time for Dr. Danny to kick in here. Chase Young has actually undergone a neck surgery.
Oh, all right, that sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, and he had it on Thursday.
Wow.
Okay.
What does Dr. Denny think? Is he missing much time or?
Dr. Denny is doing what most GPs do and just have a quick little type away on his computer while he figures it all out.
I think the biggest takeaway is, yes, I would be a bit concerned as a Saints supporter. Like $30 million for 1 year is a decent enough bag. Surgery at this point, still time to come back, I suppose, but whew, it's concerning.
Yeah. So just on that, the doctors, you couldn't find a spot, couldn't find a home in his free agency because a lot of teams, doctors wouldn't clear him due to his neck, and that's why he's having the surgery. So no teams would sign him apart from the Saints, and they threw $13 million at him.
Hmm. Nice. I wish people would sign me for $13 million off. No.
Mine's not sure of them either.
Do you want a couple of quick ones from the chat, or are we still going?
Just quickly, no. Chase Young, nearly $8 million of that contract is incentive based due to how much he will play.
So then
that drops his contract down to roughly $5 million, and I can't find a guarantee. So,
well, that's why they're not worried about putting him under the knife.
Yeah,
if he doesn't play, they don't pay.
Just before you do get to that one, Karts, I know Danny said he reckons the Titans were the biggest winner, but I think the biggest winner has to go to the biggest bag. Kirk Cousins, a 4-year, $180 million. And $100 million guaranteed. He is an absolute. He's not the best football player around, but geez, he's a smart businessman. He's made a lot of money over his time. So yeah, I think he's probably the biggest winner out of this trade period.
Him and his agent, their business acumen, I think is the word. Second to none. I saw a graphic of all his moves and what he's done and all the guaranteed money that he's earned along the way. His business model, follow that.
Yeah, it was up over $400 million, nearly $500 million or something.
And comparing it to his record in terms of like playoff games,
his career earnings now is $330 million, which is only $3 million behind Tom Brady's overall career earning. And we know Kirk Cousins won't be done after he's finished the Falcons. Not in his mind anyway.
But he ain't winning 7 Super Bowls either.
He's won one singular playoff game, and
not one Super Bowl, one game.
He's won one playoff game, and he's managed to get $3 million behind Tom Brady. That is why 100% he's the biggest winner of the biggest bag and the best manager.
He's so smart because he performs and he does well. His teams do well, but yeah, like you look at that playoff record, and you're like, oh shit, doesn't really do that well, does he?
No. All right, Karts, hit us with some.
All right, let's load them up. All right, so quickly from Johnny Roberts in the chat. So how about the Texans-Vikings swap? Daniel Hunter and Jonathan Greenard, are you guys across that one?
I was across the Hunter side of things, not so much what they got back, but Daniil Hunter, again, coming from Daniil, my division.
Beg your pardon, Daniil.
No, you're fine. He's it's a tough name, but that is an absolute win, I think. For the Texans, he is an absolute beast. I'm pretty sure he was up there in the sack leaders. He was definitely leading the Vikings for sacks. So huge, huge pickup for mate. I reckon these Texans, they are going to be an absolute domination for the next 5-6 years. I reckon.
Absolutely,
looking strong.
Like only got better last year, unexpected, and then they've only added pieces both sides of the ball now. So yeah, they're a scary prospect for that. Are they AFC or NFC South? What are they?
They are AFC South.
AFC South. That's theirs. That's theirs for the next few years. And then just lastly, from Meigs, is there any signing for any team that you totally hate and why? I think this might be easy.
We actually had this like as a section in our Google Doc. Yes, we've upgraded. We've got to share Google Doc now. Who's impressed? We are.
Hey, we do research.
We've become more and more professional to stop doing this off the cuff, even though we've missed a lot. So, you know,
even though it may seem like that.
That was a section. But, Karts, you want to answer that?
Josh Jacobs to the Green Bay Packers. I hate it.
So not only like we had the cross rival, you know, section of it as well. That should have been in it because the cross podcast rivalry is much worse than the like on field rivalries for sure, especially here.
I know. What's your hated Danny boy?
I don't have one. All love, baby, all love.
Oh, nice. T-Mac?
It's a tough one. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe maybe there's a little bit of hype for Kirk Cousins just because he had, like, he's literally, in the grand scheme of things, he's done nothing.
He's just a Viking hater. He's not a Viking anymore, bro.
Know, but he's won one playoff game. He's earned $400 million per playoff win, which is ridiculous.
But, like, we always say it's a business, and just because a player has been more business savvy, and I think you got to respect it. I don't think you can hate it.
Nah, I do. I respect it, but I hate it because I can't do it, so...
That's never going to be an option. You can't.
I would like to change my bet. So my most hated, but also most loved, but also probably should be hated, is the fact the Cowboys have done nothing. Like, that is... the fact that they haven't done a deal is the worst deal.
I think it's hilarious, too. Like, all the Cowboys fans get so triggered. It's so good.
Yeah. Does a kind of... Are they going to come out with something that a bit... off the cuff and maybe a bit out there?
I don't think so, honestly. Like, with the fact that he's drawing doodles, he ain't getting nothing.
I don't know what draft picks they've got, but yeah.
Unless they're going to make all their deals on draft day, that'd be exciting. Try and take after... Who's the actor?
Draft day. Kevin Costner.
Oh, thank you. I don't want to say Kevin Spacey. I was like, that's not right.
That's not right.
Don't say that. Yeah.
All we have to know is how many people went to his birthday, and that's the biggest part of any player. So I've had at least two people show up for my birthday, so that's good.
Virtually, does it count?
Yeah, virtual counts. Counts in my world. It's pretty much COVID.
Nice, let's go say that.
I reckon that's it, boys. Like I said, two owners' meetings, two big rules to come out of it, which we are going to discuss with Loz next week because he's a bit more of an expert than we are. The new kickoff rules. Interesting. I think we've got to let it play out and see how it happens. But a lot of the old school people hate it. And the hip drop tackle. A lot of people do hate it. I know, Karts, you rock it pretty heavily at Torquay. So you might be a bit more of an expert. You've got to use it. It gets rid of the players, which is what the owners don't want. They pay big bucks. They want to keep their players on the field. But we will have Loz next week to chat that a little bit more. We're only a month away from the draft, so get excited. It's a good time of year until it's not. I don't really have much more to say about that. Under 200 days until round one, so that's
huge. We've got a few big things coming and with the weather change, especially down here in Victoria and all our Queensland fans. I know the weather up there has been shit. And you're supposed to be someone in between. But anyway, jump on the merch store. Find it through our link tree. Might as well get a hoodie.
Hoodies.
Hoodies.
I've got a long sleeve on. It's kept me warm.
Decided to organise together and wear our uniform today. Isn't that nice? Bunch of good school kids.
It looks great. A nice hat, Kurt. I like it.
Thank you. Straight from the States. Shout out to Claudia and Debbie. Thank you.
All right, boys. We've talked too much dribble. Speak to you next week. See you, fam.
See you,
fam. Whoa, it's so...